go twice as high.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That is us. I am Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That is Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Right off the top, quick reminder, please swing by our website, j106.com, if you have time this morning and vote on March Madness in small towns. A couple of the races are real tight, real tight in that Elite Eight. So every vote counts as we get closer to figuring out which town will win and host us for a big old party. Now, it's a special day, guys.
Yeah.
It's National Ravioli Day.
I like ravioli from time to time.
One of them... maybe least celebrated forms of pasta
Right. And one that requires quite a bit of work to make.
It is. It's a lot of work.
I mean, I've never made ravioli from scratch.
I have.
You have?
Yes.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Like, I see them in the grocery stores, the bags of, you know, frozen ones. I find there's too many cheese raviolis. I get excited when I see it on sale. I'm like, oh, it's three cheese ravioli.
Three cheese.
I want a meat ravioli. Yeah. I don't mind some cheese. I don't want the whole thing.
Yeah. Of all the, like, pocket pastas that have stuff inside them, I think meat belongs in ravioli.
Yeah.
You can get the fresh ones.
Like tortellini, come in the... cheese, no problem. Cheese, tortellini, no problem.
Oh, I see,
But ravioli, it's got to be meat ravioli.
Yeah.
One of the finest raviolis I've ever had was a lobster ravioli.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, lobster and sweet potato. It was very odd, but it was...
Doesn't sound appealing at all.
No, it doesn't really.
Delicious, with a brown brown butter kind of sauce.
Okay.
Brown butter.
Yeah, like all of it sounds gross.
You just completely removed all forms of traditional pasta out of that.
Why? Yeah. It doesn't have to be red sauce.
No, but brown butter.
Lobster, brown butter, sweet potato, and brown butter, and you're thinking like that is a traditional
ravioli
pasta?
It's, it's ravioli. Ravioli's ravioli. Well, you're going to judge what I put in my ravioli,
dog? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% I'm going to judge what you put in ravioli. 100%.
Peanut day, butter, jam, and chocolate chips in a taco shell and call it a taco, but it's not really.
It's not a taco.
It's a dessert taco.
It's a crepe.
You're thinking soft
taco.
Why
are you looking at me?
You're thinking soft taco. I was thinking hard taco.
Yeah, I was thinking hard taco.
Ooh, it's hard tacos. What do you guys got? Diamonds for teeth?
They taste way better.
Yeah. I like a hard taco, but they're a pain in the ass.
They are the worst. I'll take a soft taco every day over a hard taco.
Yeah.
You want to get real... wild. You take your hard taco shell. You put a little stuff on the outside.
It's a basic Taco Bell.
No, you put your soft taco on the outside, and then it doesn't.
Sell it at Taco Bell. Yeah, they sold it for decades.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to hear Chef Boyardee?
Yeah.
Hear Chef Boyardee?
Yeah, yeah.
This is before he was all Americanized. Chef Boyardee.
He's talking about ravioli. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Chef Boyardee. Perhaps you've seen my picture on Chef Boyardee products. I make real Italian ravioli. Small tender macaroni pies filled with hearty Italian seasoned meat, smothered in vine-ripened tomato sauce, and absolutely no preservatives. So delicious. Buon appetito.
How things have changed.
Yeah, maybe it was when he made that commercial in the 50s.
Yeah.
But now it's just salt in a can with some sugar.
No nothing wrong. Don't you dare. Don't you dare bad talk, Chef Boyardee.
Oh, I'll eat it.
Oh. Right out of the can. Right out of the can.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'll eat it. No problem. But... let's not.
Got me through a couple years of university.
Yeah. Let's not say it's real Italian little meat pies. And vine ripened tomatoes.
Hello. I'm Chef Boyardee.
From Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Yeah, vine ripened tomatoes and no preservative.
They were at one point.
Yeah. When he started. But his whole thing was really popular.
How could you not? You're right.
Oh, don't make boatloads of money.
Do you think it was a real thing or always just a fake like Juan Valdez?
No.
Like Juan Valdez.
I think Boyardee was real.
Was
look
he?
Him up.
They say he was real. He was a real guy.
Well,
Chef Boyardee.
All I know now is I feel like having ravioli.
Yeah, I really do. I really
not the
want
cheese,
some pasta.
Though. I would like some meat ravioli.
Real guy.
Was founded by Italian immigrant Ettore Boyardee, B-O-I-A-R-D-I.
Yeah.
He's in the Conaraga brands switched his name.
Yeah,
because in 1928,
they didn't think Americans even back then could understand
without a Y in it.
Yeah,
B-O-Y-R-D-A. What's that? Makes the meat pie pasta. What is it? Boydy.
Stupid American.
Chief. Is it? No, it's Chef.
That's the chief. Chief Boardy.
Yeah,
Chief. I want like the Chief Boardy meat pies. Who doesn't want them meat pies? Yeah. Not any more salt.
Yeah.
Gonna Americanize it. Yeah,
all right.
And they did.
Americans make everything better, but also ruin everything.
Yeah. Happy Ravioli Day, everybody.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We hope you're doing well today. What's with the sappy music?
It's the master's music.
This is the master's music.
Oh. I thought you were like wanting to make out or something, but no.
No, I don't want to make out with you.
Okay, okay. Sorry. So, James is every year reports in on what the master's dinner is.
Right.
The master's golf tournament.
Which is the most prestigious of all the golf tournaments.
The champion from the year before, right? Gets to pick a big fancy dinner for everybody.
For all the other past champions, yes.
Who won last year?
John Rahm.
Okay.
What? And you have the update for this year?
It was announced yesterday what his dinner is going to be. They're always interesting. Kind of. Like, some people will choose like boiled hot dogs and plain and grease-flavored chips.
Does anyone care outside of the people that get to eat this meal, though?
Well,
I'm always interested in the choices people make.
I'm just making sure.
I think so what does Jason John Rahm want? Will love this one.
All right.
I'm going to put it out there, but I don't know for sure. So he's starting. Do you guys know what tapas is?
Yeah. Greek finger food, basically. Well, Mediterranean.
So Mediterranean finger food. Because he is from the northern part of Spain, the Basque region. So you go and get tapas. You can get, I want 2 asparagus wrapped in prosciutto, but then I also want 2 rice balls and 2 this, and it's a great little meal. I like it. So he's starting with a tapas, which is starting with Iberian ham, which is basically prosciutto.
Okay.
Okay? And then there's spicy Basque chorizo and potato. I don't know what that is. Well, I know what they are, but...
Sausage and potatoes.
A black truffle and cheese. Mama Rahm's classic lentil soup.
No.
Spanish omelet with onions and confit potatoes. And creamy chicken fritters with confit potatoes. That's just his appetizer, that whole thing. All of those things.
I mean, it's all right, I guess.
The first course is ensalada de chiguaro.
Salad.
Yeah, a Basque crab salad with potato. There's potato in everything.
He loves potatoes.
I guess so. The main course is a Basque ribeye with lettuce and peppers.
Why would you think I would like all this?
I just thought you like Spanish food. I thought you liked like Mexican. Are you snoring?
Chris is bored already. Let's just go. Chris is asleep.
All right.
You're reading a menu.
Well, yeah, we do it every year, though. I don't know.
No, you do it every year.
But as I say, we as a show, and then we talk about it. You've been excited before. I know that. So
about a menu?
Thought I'd bring it up again.
Yeah, you were excited last year.
And the year before.
Why are you reading
every
detail, though? Why can't you just give, like, an overhead of, like, the food?
Well, because that is the overhead of the food. They're all in... every name is in Spanish.
Okay, sorry, and continue.
Then,
I didn't mean to be rude.
Matter. No,
continue.
Dessert. He gets puff pastry cake.
Now your feeling's going to be hurt, so continue.
It's fine. I was done. It was done.
It's over.
Yeah, one of the main courses is just white asparagus.
I mean...
He's a little fancy.
He's trying to be too fancy for this.
He's gone back to his roots, obviously.
I guess so.
His roots are fancy?
I guess.
I mean, it's somewhat interesting when it's, like you said, when it's hot dogs and chips or, like, something funny or fun. When it's just like a...
Yeah, I'd rather his than hot dogs and chips.
but for entertainment value, it's always hilarious to hear these rich golfers just want hot dogs at their Masters dinner than...
Well, the guy who had the plane, his name was Bubba Watson, who had the most plane.
Yeah, I mean,
Bubba Watson,
just his name
plane
makes
menu,
me mad.
Right, yes.
Why are you mad at the guy's name? You don't like Bubba? No. Hey, Bubba!
No, I can't imagine liking anyone named Bubba.
You snob.
No. I guess.
Never took a single golf lesson. Masters champion.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
He wants his hot dogs. Yeah, Jason hates him. Yeah. I thought you liked that guy more than the confit. Fancy asparagus.
No, I don't want hot dogs and chips. I'm willing to try whatever this guy's name was meal.
John Rahm.
Okay. John Rahm.
I'd be more willing to try his meal than hot dogs and chips. I know what they taste like.
You have every Tuesday at firefighting.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I know what it tastes like.
all right. Well, hey. Thanks, Jamie.
Hey, yeah, no
Appreciate
problem.
It. Sorry.
Till next year.
Yeah. Until we get the menu update.
Hopefully Bubba Watson wins again. Hopefully it's to your liking.
Yeah. Circle is a shape.
It goes around and around. Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Guys, I'll go first if you don't mind. You ever feel like paying someone to slap you in the face?
No.
It's not on your bucket list?
Could I be on the other side? Could I make some money for slapping people in the face?
You might be able to.
Okay.
If you want to take a trip on down to spring break right now, there's a bartender in Florida making some very good money. $30 a shot. So she charges you $30. She gives you a shot. Then you have to take a shot.
Oh, I see. Throws so you get a drink with it, too.
Yeah. You get a drink, and then she throws a pitcher of water in your face and slaps you. She's been making up to $6,000 a night.
Really?
Doing this to people.
That's crazy.
I got a lot of drunk college guys trying to be cool in front of their buddies and stuff, but easy way to make a little side dough there.
You paid me $50 to slap me in the face.
True. You did that.
And then you whiffed.
Yeah, it was
just
a good
hit
one.
The tip of my nose. Yeah. It was the best easiest $50 I ever made.
I think I just, I think it was a subconscious thing. Like, you're my, one of my better friends.
Just
like,
poor decisions all around.
Couldn't just slap you, Even though I really wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, you
still got me, but it just went pink. Got my nose.
You look at me sometimes with daggers in your eyes, and you think you want to hurt me, but then when it comes down to it, you probably, wouldn't hurt me.
It depends what the situation is. How mad you made me.
Oh.
Depends how mad you made me.
Oh. If you're giving him $50 to slap you, I think he would wind up.
I think he knocked teeth out of my mouth. I think he'd really try to, hurt me.
No, I'd at least hit you. I'd at least hit. I wouldn't miss, but I wouldn't do that. That'd be mean.
Some major differences here. He's a terrible person who acts like he's a good person.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm a good person who acts like I'm a terrible person. So
then,
the difference.
But then, what are you to everybody else?
Perfect. Perfect.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
flawless.
Flawless.
You are how you act.
Jason, what do you got?
Well,
or Jamie.
I'm gonna go. There was a dad in Ohio who thought his son was getting too much homework.
Okay.
So he repeatedly called the school like 18 times, but also called the police as well to get them to stop giving his son so much homework. Now, there's some audio from his calls.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework.
Yeah.
So he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly. Over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person, since you won't stop calling.
Yeah, so they did. They sent some officers to his house to set him straight.
But he was being very nice.
Yeah. I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
Like my parents used to say, like when I got home, how can you just do that in school? Why did I have to send it home with you? Because, I had cigarettes to roll and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you had other priorities.
The cigarette.
My parents were all educators, so they didn't have that same kind of sympathy.
Yeah. What, you doing in school?
Yeah.
What you got to bring it home with you for?
There is something to that. Like,
yeah, it's true.
I think the New Balance is like they try to give kids just a little bit. Just do a little bit of homework.
I never did it anyway. I just do it the next morning and copy off a friend.
Please.
That was it.
Homework, what? I'd go sit in my room and like bounce a tennis ball off the wall.
Rather than,
go make sure you do your homework. Okay. And I go, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, it helps me focus. Boom, 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 boom. Jamie, what do you got?
Is your inbox full of unread emails?
Yours is, isn't it? Chris? Didn't you have like 5,000 emails you hadn't opened?
It's more than that.
Well... It could be costing you dearly.
Why?
The study has found it can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized, and you're more likely to forget to respond to things or deal with stuff like bill payment reminders.
Not at all.
No, Chris wouldn't be flustered by 5,000 open emails.
I don't. Here's the thing.
No.
It's a weird balance because I can't stand the little red alert thing.
Uh-huh.
On your phone.
On my phone. Like, when it says you have unread messages, it puts that little red circle beside your app, your email app.
And then you read them all and it still doesn't go away? Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah, it makes me nuts. I can't have it. So I will look at everything, but do I organize
I see.
Yeah. I don't unopen stuff, usually.
Oh, even on your work email?
Well, the work email, we have two folders. We have, like, this folder matters and this folder doesn't matter. And the doesn't matter folder, I never look at until last week. And then I had like 5,000 emails.
It's just a simple click.
No, I know. I've started doing it now. I'm better. I'm better. I clear it every day.
Yeah, on Outlook it says focused and other, and you just never clicked on the other.
No, I didn't bother. Well, if the email,
but there actually was some important emails that came to your other.
Yeah, there's been a few. Yeah, sure. Well, who am I to tell Outlook what's important to me and what's not? Outlook knows. It organizes my life for me. Why would I bother questioning it?
Yeah, sure.
I can just blame it on my other folder. Oh, it must be in the other folder.
I have seen some people, like, their actual messages, not even emails, with, like, 242 unread, like, iMessages. Like, how could you... How could you not read them?
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody opens their phone, and they got, like, red circles on every app. I'm like, how? How are you not going crazy?
Yeah, you have to leave. You have other things to do. Why are you here? Yeah, you should go off in a corner and deal with this.
100%.
Right now.
I can't.
Because I can't stand to look at the red circles on your phone.
No, it makes me... banana.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
All right, James. People want to call us, leave us a message. We play them twice a morning at 216-3849. What do you got?
Sorry. No music today.
Oh, we've had been a power outage issue. So we're Jamie has to run everything off one channel because we're running on a backup system.
And we can't see what's happening. Me and Jason, they've taken that screen's gone. And so we're a little
running blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Well then all my buttons are all old ones from 4 years ago. So they're not the same as I would be normally used to. So I don't know so we just have different music today. Get That's used fine. To it. Okay, a fella's called about the eclipse. I don't know if he's chirping us or not.
Okay, good morning, guys. I was just listening to you guys talk about the solar eclipse and glasses and such. It really made it sound like it was happening today. I thought that it was happening on April 8th. Am I wrong about that? Curious.
You just weren't listening.
Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah.
I said the upcoming.
Yes. Yeah. And also, there was a day of everyone talking about glasses because all the glasses were going like for sale and all that.
It is April
8th. So, yes. It's April 8th. You're all good.
It's, I don't think anyone said it was today.
No, he just wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, it's fine. A lot of hype about
this. That's the thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. A lot of hype about this eclipse. I don't think in my whole life I've seen more hype around one eclipse.
Well, it's because it'll be a total eclipse.
Yeah. Heart?
Bonnie Tyler. It's totally Bonnie Tyler.
Like towns like Kingston expecting like 500,000 people.
They've actually asked people to stay home.
Niagara Falls, like a million people are supposed to show up.
What?
Yeah.
Because it's the path of totality. The thing where it'll be totally dark, which, get this, it's also totally dark at night.
But not it's a cool it, thing it's supposed to see.
But I mean,
am I going to go somewhere and gather for it? No.
No.
I can just stand at my house and then stare directly at the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I don't have it. I don't think there was a clip of the guy. It was a special flight that all the people took. And so they were super high. So there's nothing obstructing it. And they were crossing the sun right when it hit. And the people on the plane are obviously eclipse enthusiasts. What a thing that would be. And they were screaming all the different terms. Do you remember that video? And they're like, something's diamond! So-and-so's diamond! And they were super excited about the different parts of the eclipse and everything. And I was like,
I'm a little excited about the eclipse because it's going to happen in the afternoon.
Oh, nap time.
And it will be totally dark and I will have a great nap.
Nice.
I will not be looking at the eclipse. I will be looking at the backs of my eyelids.
Yeah. Hey, if you're into it, enjoy it.
Yeah, have at it. Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Just don't look directly at it.
But it's not today. We have to clearly say that. Every time we talk about it, we have to say it's not today.
It's not happening today.
For that fellow. What else you got, James?
Okay, an impression. Someone doesn't like how people are bad at impressions, so he's called in with one, okay?
Hey, guys. I've noticed you've had a lot of terrible celebrity impressions on the Dougie Line, so I am here to offset that with what I've been told is the greatest celebrity impression ever. So this is a Snake from The Simpsons stealing what he thought was a VCR. You ready? Oh, no! Fatal! Enjoy, boys. Kyle McGowan, out.
Do you want to hear for reference the real one?
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no! Beta!
Play his again?
And then Kyle McGowan.
Oh, no! Fatal!
Like, I don't want to ruin his life or anything, but
I think you're about to.
Ruin his life.
I think you're about to.
I mean, maybe work on it, Kyle.
It was not good.
Like, it wasn't the worst.
Yeah.
Like, if you knew this very specific reference, then you would go, oh, yeah, he's trying to do that.
I know what he's doing, yeah.
But you can't call and chirp others and then deliver.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Fatal!
A terrible impression.
Yeah, that was...
Of like a 1 second long, and like really, it's just one word he has to say a little different, and he didn't even say it correctly.
Yeah.
Oh no, beta.
No beta.
Like in one second, they can do better.
Yours was better, yeah, for sure.
In 1 second, never.
Yeah, anyway, thanks for calling.
I do like that he signs off his voice message by saying his full name.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, more people.
Kyle McGowan out.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm totally gonna start doing that.
So,
all right.
So the call wasn't all bad.
Yeah, no, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Something came of it.
Is that it, James?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. We do have a hot button, by the way. There's some doggies.
A lot of doggies about the hot button.
Continuing over about the hot button from yesterday. We'll play those in the 7 about the leaving a guy stranded in a stall without toilet paper. That's got everyone all up in arms. And we got a little contest. We call Auto What creeping up on you.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto What? On the Bigs and Bar Show.
Y'all know how it works. We got 5 questions. You have 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We have another fellow named Chris on the phone.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
What are you up to?
Working.
Where do you work? It's another secret.
City of Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. City employee. So you're not working. Okay. Knock it off.
All right.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state is home to the dog trot capital of the world?
No idea.
What Hall of Famer and Boston Bruin absolute legend turned 76 years old today?
Oh, God, no.
What was Mr. Rogers' first name?
Oh, that I should know.
You just pass, man.
Just pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
Who did John Lennon marry 55 years ago today?
Oh, Yoko Ono.
What is tastier, Chef Boyardee ravioli or Kraft dinner?
Chef Boyardee, I guess. Oh.
All right. Let's go over your answers. What is tastier, Chef Boyardee ravioli or Kraft dinner? You said Chef Boyardee. The answer here is Kraft dinner, but I mean, either or is fine.
It's an opinion, Chris.
Yeah.
Who did John Lennon marry 55 years ago today? You knew it was Yoko Ono.
Yeah. That's
really the only thing you knew.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Pretty bad.
What was Mr. Rogers' first name? You didn't know. It's Fred. Fred Rogers.
Oh, God. Okay.
What Hall of Famer and Boston Bruin absolute legend turned 76 years old today? You had no idea. It's Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr. Okay. Yeah,
maybe the second most famous hockey player alive.
Maybe.
What U.S. state is home to the dog trot capital of the world? Everyone else knew it was Louisiana.
Where do you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow? Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, Chris, clearly those questions were not in your wheelhouse, but, seemed like a nice enough fella, so we hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Ciao.
Bye.
Well...
We
thought we were going to have a winner today.
Yeah, those were like super easy questions.
But I guess if you don't know stuff, if you don't know stuff.
Yeah, if you don't.
Like, didn't know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you don't know hockey, I mean, some people don't know.
Even still, if you asked me who, like, the most famous basketball player ever was, I'd probably say Michael Jordan, right? Like, I know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying. And look, if you don't listen every day, you wouldn't know Louisiana.
That's fine.
You know?
That's like,
maybe a new listener.
Maybe.
That's cool.
Maybe. We always encourage new
100%.
Listeners.
100%.
But I do have to play.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Just because we like you. Just because you were a nice guy.
Yeah. It's only fair. If we like you, we got to treat you the same way we treat each other, which is terribly, right? So that's just kind of how we are here on this fun radio program. We got Circle Time coming up. I have a story that I want to share with you two.
Okay.
This guy might be the dumbest human being alive.
Oh, wow.
He might be.
Okay.
He might be. His friends talked him into doing one of the dumbest things I've ever heard friends talk anyone doing.
Wow, I can't wait.
And he did it.
Okay.
He did.
I can't wait. A circle is a shape. It goes around
and around. Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you wanted to go first.
Sure. You guys ever go to an ATM and, you know, get that fantasy whether it just keeps spitting money out at you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, kind of did happen in Ethiopia. The Commercial Bank of Ethiopia had a systems glitch on Saturday, and so customers found that they could take out more cash than they had in their actual accounts. So more than $40 million was withdrawn.
Oh my God.
And or transferred to other banks. So it took several hours for the bank to realize what was going on and freeze transactions. But now they're trying to recoup the $40 million.
Yeah, you would
and
think.
People are like, nah. Not getting
just
it.
Not giving it back, eh?
No.
$40 million.
Yeah, $40 million. Not by like one person, but in collective. They have 38 million people holding accounts there. So quite a few of them.
Goodness.
Just started to withdraw money.
Word spread quick.
Yeah, long lines formed at ATMs.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of clued them into it. They're like, why are all these people withdrawing money? And
then they realized,
oh no.
When I was when I was young, the bank was giving out 20s instead of 5s. Like, I thought it was giving out 20s.
That's great.
And my buddy took out like $200 and I'm like, don't spend it. They're going to find out. Don't spend it. Just sit on it. And they, he, no,
did he
like
spend
the
it
next
in minutes?
Day. No, he didn't. The next day, they like,
oh, wow.
Contacted him and said, you owe us money. So he brought it back. But yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's not his problem.
No,
to
that
me.
Should be the, you know, that should be his to keep.
Yeah. I mean, you would think
mm-hmm.
the amount of money banks take from us, they get
right.
you know, a little slip up every now and again.
Now, maybe the Ethiopian bank that, like, people were knowingly taking out more
yeah,
than they
maybe.
Had.
Yeah.
Your friend who just got 20s instead of 5s, bank should have went, you know what? Our bad. Keep it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
customer so. For life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? For life.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, I came across a list here, and it's the annoying things people hope disappear, and some are more serious
than others.
Are we
on the list?
No, we're not on the list.
Okay.
You good, Chris?
Trying to make you disappear.
Oh
wow.
Just kidding. It was an easy joke. Yeah, all right. What's so are you gonna read the list?
Jamie put his hoodie up.
He's
over
hiding
his
in
head.
His shirt. No we one can see what you're doing.
Yeah, only
you
us.
Lots of time to kill. This
Why?
Point.
Why would you think Jay was annoying?
Okay.
Please read
so
the list.
So things like the little when you're on a phone game or something and a commercial pops up but you have to wait the 10 seconds to hit X.
Yeah,
that is
irritating.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Auto playing videos on websites. That doesn't need to be anything anymore.
You can normally shut that off.
But like, I'm on the site that's giving me the list, and there's an auto-playing video has come up like in the corner.
I can't stand them.
You know what I mean? The turning the iPad around for tipping, like after they've just taken your order kind of things like that.
Okay.
That's another annoying thing. Influencers. People are done with influencers.
But just calling yourself an influencer.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is.
Been influencers since there was something available to sell.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's no difference. They're just calling
different
something different. There's more of them now, or you're exposed to more of them.
Yeah.
Some are a little more serious, but annoy people. Anything that disagrees with someone, people calling like hate speech. There's obvious hate speech out there. You know what I mean? But just because something offends somebody doesn't mean that it's considered it's hate speech.
Can I throw one in there? I don't know if it's on the list or not.
Sure.
People calling everything a journey. Can we?
Stop my weight loss journey.
Yeah, my journey to work.
It's not a bloody journey, man.
On this list, people have going through the whole buying a car rigmarole that can be annoying.
Yeah.
Tell you where it wasn't annoying at Myers Cadillac yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
The good folks there, Cal and Sean.
Oh, you
good
got,
guys,
you
and they threw in a little
there
extra tint on my vehicle, which was nice.
Oh,
new
nice,
to me,
nice.
Not a brand new car.
Yeah, of course not. We're in radio. But, we don't buy new cars.
No, we don't buy new cars. But yeah, good folks there. Me and my wife were like, this was the least annoying car buying experience
good.
Ever.
Good to have. So which you just said that old story so you can plug the guys at the dealer?
No, absolutely not, because all these other things are annoying
well
as well.
Well played, Jamie.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's a good influencer right there.
Yeah,
he got free tint, but you wouldn't even know he was doing it.
And Ticketmaster is also on the list.
Oh,
it can go away.
All right, guys. So the story is insane. Two Taiwanese men are facing criminal charges after one allegedly urged the other to purposefully freeze his legs to the point of requiring amputation.
What?
To get an insurance payout, $1.3 million.
So, read that again, please.
Yeah.
Read that again slower, please.
Two men are facing criminal charges after one urged the other to purposefully freeze his legs to the point of requiring amputation in what authorities characterized as a botched attempt to collect $1.3 million in an insurance payout.
But he'd still have no legs.
And you have no legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they were trading. He was willing to trade his legs for $1.3 million, claiming it was frostbite.
So
now,
frostbite on his legs? His whole legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How did they freeze it? You just put him in a pool?
You put him in a bucket of dry ice for 10 hours.
Oh, that had to be so painful.
Which resulted in frostbite and required both legs to be amputated. So it worked. He got the legs chopped off. He's just not getting the money.
So that part worked.
Yeah. So he lost his legs for no reason.
For jail time.
That's crazy.
Prosecutors alleged that he applied for life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance just days before the incident. So that's usually one tip off. It's like killing your wife the day after you get life insurance on her. So they went back, started soaking his legs. He was taken to a local hospital, and
they just cut him off.
They cut him off. Oh, they couldn't do anything about it.
Now, poor old Lieutenant Dan's got no money and no legs. Yeah.
What first tipped him off was that the injuries were too neat. No socks, no shoe marks. Just perfectly symmetrical frostbite on both legs. So, yeah, I wish his name was Dan.
Oh, my God.
It's not. But anyways, they're claiming it was because they were pressured by mob.
Oh,
okay. Gang members were after them, pursuing them.
Well, how's he going to get away now with no legs?
No, he's not getting very slowly, Jason.
He's not getting away from anybody. So, anyways.
I love that he convinced another guy to free his own legs.
Oh, yeah,
not the
money,
other way
probably.
Around. Not be, hey, let me freeze your legs.
No, he convinced the
I know. Yeah. That's what's also crazy. Freeze my legs.
And if he was split,
I'll get
with
my
him,
legs chopped off.
They'd each only get about $600,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah. Anyways.
Man, people are dumb sometimes.
No, I think
what
you,
people
I think
won't
you
do
for
money.
You misheard me, Jamie. He convinced his friend to freeze his legs. He didn't convince him to freeze his own legs.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
No.
Okay, so imagine my brain and how mind blasted I was that he put himself in that
thing. Okay. Yeah. Anyways. Anyways, yeah, no pleas, no attorneys, none of that. Like nothing. No. Who knows what they're going to get charged with, but they ain't getting the money.
No.
And he ain't got no legs.
And he got caught by the short leg of the law. Brutal.
That's terrible.
That was terrible.
You should punch yourself in the face.
That was awful. That was really bad. Yep. Hang on a second here.
Try to make you disappear.
Make me disappear.
Again.
That's fair.
Wow.
That's fair. That Shea was bad. That was bad.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You got a hot button, boys.
Oh yeah.
Huh?
Hot button.
The hot button. Sorry, the electrocution at the end of that always gets me.
It's a hot button.
Yeah, it's hot. Is a story that was left on our answering machine about a fellow who used a public bathroom. There's no toilet paper. Asked another guy to help him out who was outside the stall, and the guy left. He assumed he was going to get toilet paper, and he never came back. And this has irked something in the good people of Ottawa. Like nothing we've talked about in a long time. Like some people real, real mad. And James got some more. Dougie lines, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And some tips and everything. Definitely a hot button. Here we go.
Hey, I'm hearing about the guy who called in because he was stuck with no TP in the Tim's washroom there. I know it would probably be as embarrassing as hell, but I'm going to go ahead and guess most people would just be, you know, there with their cell phone. You could look up and call the restaurant and be like, hey, there's no TP in the men's room, and I'm kind of stuck. You send some in?
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't have his phone. If he was so unprepared that he didn't check to see if there was toilet paper before he sat down in a public bathroom.
Clearly in a rush, yeah.
So maybe he just left his phone in his car or something like that.
And on that exact thing you sent him, Jason.
Like, really? What are you? Are you 8 years old? Like, the number one thing you're supposed to do when you go into a public bathroom is to check if there's any paper. And now because he doesn't have paper, and on top of that, he feels entitled, like it's somebody else's problem now that he's stuck without paper. He feels bad because somebody else doesn't want to bail him out. Like, get off your ass and go find paper somewhere else. Like, this guy's a dummy.
That guy's cold. Oh, yeah.
He is cold.
Yeah, that guy hates his own life so much that he can't possibly be empathetic to anybody else in any situation. Wow. You've never had to. It's never been an emergency. What a blessed life you've had.
Wow. Yeah.
Where you've never had an emergency bathroom stop. What a blessed life existence.
But
man.
Chris, this caller, he really did take no responsibility of his own, did he? He put the sole blame on the guy who didn't go get him toilet paper, which we all agree was a dick move.
Yeah.
But he has not taken an ounce of responsibility for
his
own actions.
It's a 5-second phone call. He just told the story. He said, a guy left me hanging. Here's the story.
But he never, yeah, I know. But he never said, you know what? That was on me for not looking.
Wow. As human beings, we should be helping
you. I agree with you.
Where, like, what awful like society are we in? Like, that guy. Yeah. Like, what a terrible outlook.
So that last guy, if a car goes off the road in the ice or something like that, they shouldn't call 911. They should just deal with it on their own.
Nobody should. He should have known better that it was slippery.
My appendix is really.
Accidents never happen. I'm perfect. You know what? I hope that guy never needs help ever in his life for anything ever. And if he does, I hope nobody gives it to him.
I think there's a little bit of things that could happen on the scale of between not having toilet paper and a car accident into a ditch.
It's the same attitude. Why help someone?
Different possible outcomes, though.
How dare this person make an error and ask for help?
Yeah.
How dare them? You flawless piece of garbage. I can't stand that attitude.
That guy's a dick.
Wow. That's the worst attitude in the whole world.
That is a dick move.
This guy's a dummy.
Yeah. Well, you're a jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a full-on jerk, sir.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'll lighten it up a bit here.
Please.
Okay.
I had an apprentice once. He came back on lunch break, and he's like, boys, I went in the wrong bathroom. Now I'm missing a sock. Have a good day, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
There were options.
There were
options. Taken.
Yes.
He just told one. We don't know the end of the story. He just told one option. What do you think he did?
Well, he said he
sat there until time. No, he's still there now, waiting.
He pulled up his pants and crab walked out to the front.
Yeah. So he solved his problem eventually.
Right. Eventually. After 20 minutes of waiting for someone else to come in.
He had just hoped there was a decent human being out there that would have helped him.
But, God forbid.
Would you have waited 20 minutes for someone to come in? You would have solved your own problem.
I wouldn't have waited 20 minutes.
I know you would have solved
minutes.
Your own problem.
Yeah, no.
But not everybody's me.
Not everybody's you.
I would have got a vocal reply from that guy.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you go grab me some TP, man? There's no TP. Or can you check the stall next? I would have at least got something back. What's your name? Where's your address? I'm coming for you if you don't bring me toilet paper. Anyways. Hot button, eh, boys?
Boy, what a...
Hot button.
Hot button. Down by the bay where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
Hey, you want to go?
Down by the bay.
Welcome to our Down by the Bay off. We got two contestants. We're going to put them head to head. We're going to give them each three first halves of a Down by the Bay off verse. They all have to complete it. They have to make it rhyme. It's got to make sense. All right, you get a half a point for each of those. Yeah?
We have Justin and Jeff.
Justin and Jeff. How are we doing today, fellas?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Was that Justin?
Okay. Random concrete stuff, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just random concrete? You just drive around pouring concrete in random places?
That's it, yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Justin, you're going to go first. Do you understand what you're doing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say.
Did you ever stub your toe?
Well, you were plowing some snow.
Down by the bay.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Was that Jeff? Is that who I was?
No, that was Justin.
Justin?
That was
okay.
Justin.
I think that works.
That was fine.
It was rhymed, made kind of sense.
I mean... negative 1,000 on the enthusiasm, but I mean, besides that, it was totally fine. All right, Jeff, you ready?
Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say.
Have you ever pushed a cart?
Well, feeling very smart.
Down by the bay.
Oh, too.
Classy guy, too. I'd have gone with fart.
Yeah, I thought he was for sure.
That's what the setup was for.
I thought he was for sure.
He didn't, good old Ottawa.
All right, 1-1.
All right, let's go.
Justin.
Back to my home. I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say.
Did you ever take a trip?
On acid.
Down by the...
0 points. Funny guy, because he was trying to be funny. Know, Mike cost him.
Millions
of dollars.
All right. Yeah. All right, Jeff, ready?
Here we go.
Yeah. Did you ever ride a raft?
What? Did you ever what?
Ride a raft.
Ride a raft?
All right.
All right. Oh, right.
Stalling with your too garbage. Long, man. You knew what I was saying. Yep.
All right.
Back to Justin. Tied at one, these guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to Justin. Back to my home. I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever flip a coin?
No.
Down by the bay. All right. Jeff?
I'm not good at this.
Your first one was all right there, Justin. Okay. Jeff for the win. He just needs a half point.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Makes sense or rhyme. All right. Okay, here we go. Down by the bay, where the water mills grow, back to my home. I dare not go,
for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever snap a whip?
Well, drinking Cool Whip.
Yeah, right. Well, whip with whip, man.
Yeah, you can't do whip with whip, and you would never drink Cool Whip.
Down by the beach. That's a zero.
Have you never taken that bottle and squirted it in your mouth?
That's not Cool
that's
Whip.
Not Cool Whip's in a tub. Sir. Cool Whip comes in a tub. Yeah.
It does, right?
So now we have to go to a down by the bay off.
Yeah, we got a down by the bay off.
Is Cool Whip not coming the can at all, eh?
Jamie, I don't know.
We're not going to figure it out.
What happened with his jaw?
Jeez.
Can't rhyme whip with whip.
No,
anyway.
No, for sure, you're right.
Even though it's a different spelling of whip, it's still, is it not? One's just WIP, one's WHIP.
I don't think so.
Are they both WHIP?
I think they're both cool because they're whip.
Yeah, both have an H in them, yeah.
Whip?
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So, Justin.
Oh, you got them ready. Okay.
Of course I have them ready.
Okay. Here we go, Justin.
I'm a professional. Down by the bay, where the water mills grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever fly a kite?
Well, riding a bike.
No. Down by the bay. No, that's a zero.
That's another zero.
It's kite.
Kite. And yeah, bike.
No, these are the two worst players in the history of down
by the bay. No, we've had worse.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the ones you just repeat, down by the bay, after Chris is done. Those are worse.
I forgot about those.
All right, Jeff for the win again.
All right, here come on. Down by the bay, where the water mills grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever flick a bean?
Oh, yes. Well, drinking Jim Beam.
It's Beam. All right. Beam and rhyme. Down by
the bay. You half a point. All right, fine. You got half a point.
That's all he needs to win.
Just to end it.
And end this misery.
You know what? Quarter point.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a quarter point for that. Well, you won.
Congratulations. You got $100 in Lotto, okay?
Awesome.
All right, man. Hang on. Jason is so done with these stupid people.
What are you doing?
He's so done. Well, you know, some people just aren't good at rhyming.
You win some, you lose.
You know, some aren't don't fly MCs. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you going to do? guys, you ever been paranoid about how your hands smell?
Never. Not
yes.
Once.
What? Yeah, yeah, really? Sure.
All right. Well, there's a crazy stat about it. We'll share it coming up on Shea 106. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show. We dedicate these bringing something to the table the others might not be aware of. Jason, you want to go first? Or,
sure.
Yeah.
I can go first. So take this survey with a grain of salt because it was done by Orkin, the pest control company.
Okay.
But apparently Ottawa ranks the fifth worst city in the country for bed bugs.
Really?
Yeah, fifth. They released their top 25 cities, and Ottawa gets number 5.
And we know Gatineau had a problem last year. Remember, there was a real bed bug problem in Gatineau?
Don't even see it here. Toronto listed as Canada's bed buggiest city, which I can understand.
It's the busiest, it's the biggest, most populated.
What, Hamilton? It's Hamilton?
No, Sudbury. Oshawa, which I can get. I was in Oshawa.
Dirty schwa.
Hamilton.
Oh, it is on there.
And then Ottawa.
So only Ontario cities are in the top 5?
Yeah. Peterborough ranks 24th on the list of 25. Wow. So I would have figured Peterborough would have had way more bed bugs.
But, why? Why?
I don't know.
Why are you picking on Peterborough?
Just get that image.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Ahead of Hamilton?
No.
Okay.
No, not ahead of Hamilton.
Or Oshawa?
I just meant they would have been higher on the list than 24.
I see.
All right. Ottawa's 5. I mean, for the second biggest city in the province, I mean, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad. And we can just blame Gatineau for bringing over their dirty bed bugs.
Yeah, they someone, skipped on
someone
the
texted
river.
In here, I do pest control in this city, and there is a legit bed bug problem here.
Oh, right. God. Well,
there you go. I am itchy right now just mentioning it.
Can you send us all the locations so we avoid them fully, please? Thank you.
Please tell us where the worst problems are. Thank you.
Are you guys self-conscious about how your hands smell?
Not one time. No.
Yes.
Not once have I thought it.
What?
I mean, no. In a survey, this is why, see? Of millennial men, which is Jamie, not
they're
us.
Just all smelling
we're
their hands.
72% said they were anxious about how their body smells on any typical day. Well, we know you smell like onions, Jamie, so that's why.
You don't want
to
stink.
Time. No, you don't want to stink.
And 52% worry that they have BO and aren't aware of it. And then 25% of men said they worry about how their hands smell.
I can understand why Jamie might, because his finger's always in his nose, right?
He does spend a lot of time with his finger in his nose.
Hey,
you think your nose?
That's true. You're right. If my hands smell terrible.
You don't want to put them in your nose.
Wouldn't want to put them in my nose. No, but I carry shaving cream in my hockey bag because my hands stink so much. I hate driving home and they stink.
Well, that's different. Those are stinky hands.
The rest of me doesn't smell like that.
I think this just means, like, in general, you're worried about what your hands
for
smell
sure
like.
For sure is. He's lying. I've seen him. Look, he's doing it right now. Like, you haven't seen him do that?
You bring special soap into our bathroom here at work so that you can have your hands smell nice.
Don't open up that because that's because of one of my fears, my irrational fears. I don't like using soap dispensers.
Why don't you tell everybody why?
Tell everyone why. Delicately.
I have this very irrational fear that someone has gone and relieved themselves in a fun time in
deposited their DNA in a liquid soap container at our work.
And it comes out as foam, and then it's foam.
You could have just said someone mixed something in with the soap. You didn't have to be as graphic and disgusting. Is that why your hands smell all the time?
That's why I always make sure they're clean, smelling nice.
All right, okay.
I realize that's a weird fear to have.
Yes, it's
a
very
strange fear to
have. And so is smelling your hands all the time. Yeah. You're a weirdo.
Oh, you're picking your nose. It got to smell good. I can't argue either of these things you're accusing me of.
Okay. Well, you are a particular fella. We got some Dougie lines coming up. Hey, remember the other day we were talking about cords on things, why cords are so short on something.
On toasters specifically,
Specifically toasters and shop vacs. Well, the guy's got something he wants to chirp about that.
Okay.
So we'll get to that.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You got something for the city, something for the world, something for someone specific? Leave it on a Dougie line. 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do we got?
Well, this is the call you just mentioned, Chris. The fella about the toaster cords.
Yep.
Just wanted to call about that guy who was talking about his toaster plug coming out the front of the toaster. And I'm kind of with him. I have a toaster and short as with the cord. Like, the cord's obviously standard. I'm an electrician. Kitchen appliances, their standard cord length's about 3 feet. Because we can't have a plug be more than 3 feet anywhere on a counter if you're making a plug for it. Anyway, not the point. But yeah, my toaster, it comes off the bottom, but the bottom near the front of the toaster. So it has to, like, stick out the side right near the front and then go back. And I live in an apartment. There's not much counter space to begin with. So trying to weave that cord around all the other shit to get to the plug, God, it is annoying and frustrating. These toaster people got to figure out this cord stuff. Anyway, bye.
Could save himself the trouble and just buy a small toaster oven. They wouldn't have that. They all come with the back.
Yeah, you're a big fan of the toaster oven.
Yeah, I don't know how toasters even still exist. When they invented the toaster oven, toasters should have gone the way of the dodo.
Extinct.
Extinct. Why? No need. Toaster oven does the same thing, same amount of time, more versatile.
Less space.
You're right, but less space. And toaster
not
oven
really.
Takes up more space
you can get a
toaster.
Small toaster oven. Still do other things in it.
Sure. Fair enough.
Don't you have like a 7-in-1 toaster oven or something?
I do. I have a big toaster oven, but I have a spot for it. But you can buy small ones. I've sent you pictures of them.
You know what's gone in the way of the dodo in my house? The microwave.
Since
the air fryer, never use the microwave for anything. Ever.
Even for well.
I mean, once in a blue moon reheat, but I normally don't reheat. I just eat it.
Yeah.
Which is why.
That's why I have the all-in-one microwave, which is also an air fryer.
What?
Let's get out of here. All right? No one wants your wizardry appliances.
Sometimes I just reheat on the air fry
setting.
Yeah, just because I want it crispy.
Yeah.
But you do. See, to advance the process on that with your all-in-one, it's only about $300. You microwave it for a little bit first, 30, 40 seconds. Then you start to air fry it.
Oh, okay.
Then you're good. Although, make sure when you're on microwave function, you know, you don't have the metal rack
in. I hate to break it to you, but if you had more than one step in food preparation I'm out. I'm not doing it.
You barely chew.
I barely chew.
You know what I've seen? Would you guys try this? People say we talk about food too much, but
whatever, everyone eats.
You take a tortilla, and you put some cheese in it, but you wrap it into like a square shape, and you put it in an actual toaster. I'm kind of afraid to try because what if it opens up and gets cheese everywhere?
I got the sandwich panini press for that.
You guys got everything.
Stuff.
Yeah, I got it on George Foreman Grill that my father-in-law bought me.
Years ago. That refuses to allow us to have appliances on the counter. Yeah.
Now, the George Foreman Grill, not great for cooking food, but making like a nice hot sandwich, amazing.
Like, would you use the George Foreman for a grilled cheese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best. Mine's not the Foreman brand, but it's the same thing.
No, okay. I have a Foreman brand. Just a small one, not a huge one.
John Freeman?
Yeah, it's a John Freeman. And I make tortilla presses every day. Like
quesadillas?
My son likes little quesadillas, so I'll throw some meat in there, some cheese, whatever.
Yeah, it works fantastic.
Fold in half.
Man, you guys got it good.
Cheese boils and then you're good. Huh?
You guys got it good.
Well, should we do a crowdfunding thing for Jamie to get him a toaster oven and a George Foreman grill?
He can afford it.
Yeah.
He just wasn't allowed to put on his countertops.
Oh, I see. Well, you put it in your garage.
Yeah, it's not a...
You just set up a little, like...
I do have a nice counter in the garage.
Yeah, your little cooking station. You can have a Foreman.
You can have a
toaster oven. You can have a hot plate.
Yeah, I got a spare hot plate for you.
No!
For some reason, my father-in-law had like four of them and I got them now.
You could bring that in here.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I suppose I could. Why? What are we going to cook? We going to cook breakfast in the morning?
Yes.
You?
Yes. Yes, Jason.
I will bring it in if you go buy yourself a toaster oven.
Look at this face. Yes.
Hey, you've been doing well. You haven't been... are you less morbidly obese? You've lost some weight.
Slightly less morbidly obese, yeah.
So why do I want to bring in food?
We can make eggs.
I don't have to, like, cook them chocolate.
You can't eat eggs. They make you poo your pants. Yeah, how many times do we have to do this?
This is true.
But I'm not going for long trips.
How many interventions do we have to have with you? But
how many times do you need to run out of the room during the show after you eat eggs 10 minutes before?
I thought you could eat those.
Running and clutching.
Stop eating eggs.
Squeezing your cheeks together.
Who doesn't like
eggs?
Stop. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. A good idea. Great idea, Chris. I'm not going to bring it in.
Thank you.
All right. If I do, it's just for us.
Wow.
I'm probably going to have to buy breakfast next round anyways, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Either you or me. Jamie looks like he might win.
Okay. Totally off topic. But that. Great. We're good. That's probably enough.
I believe so.
Yeah. Stop eating eggs.
Okay, I can't.
That's it for this round of Dougie Line.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Okay, lots of stuff for you to check out. We got tons of social media stuff. Facebook page, Instagram, a TikTok-y. I'm doing some YouTube stuff now if you want to check that out.
What's YouTube?
It's a place where you watch videos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Don't forget at 9 o'clock, another name for our payroll. So keep listening, see if it's your name. Payday payroll. Anything else, Jess?
March Madness to Small Towns.
March Madness Small Towns, 706.com. Go vote.
Tomorrow's your last day.
Yeah, because we announced the top four on Friday.
We do.
Yeah.
Then it gets serious.
We got a message from the mayor of Carlton Place. Couldn't figure out how to use the website.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mayor Toby.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I went to it. Works fine. I think that's a you problem, Tobes.
Tobes. Yeah. All right. Podcast on iTunes, Spotify. Give us a subscription, whatever you call it. Have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.